We're back here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined here in studio by Pottawatomie County government officials. We have County Administrator Robert Reese, Emergency Manager Chris Trudeau, EMS Director Hal Bumgarner, and Fire Supervisor Jared Barnes here joining us in studio today and talking about a different, just a bunch of different topics here today. And you know, one of those is a lot of replacements going on as far as vehicles are concerned. We'll start with you, Jared, here. You got some new apparatuses coming in?
We do. For the 19 budget, the county commission, they gave us a great opportunity to replace many of the consolidated fires apparatus. We're going to be replacing 6 brush trucks, and so those should be here before fire season starts in March, February time frame. We're also replacing 4 of the pumpers and also 4 of the tankers, and with that's going to give us new equipment, more reliable equipment. You know, some of the pumpers that we have in Consolidated Fire are over 30 years old. So, you know, getting that stuff up to date to where, you know, we have less breakage, warranties, things like that, that will help us do our job better when people call us. So,
what is the difference between like a pumper and a tanker, someone who's not as familiar?
You know, a pumper is your pump truck. It's what you see out what most people think of as a fire engine. That's what has the pump in it that pumps the water to the fire. A tanker is it's more or less just a big water storage truck. Ones we're looking at getting are 3,000 gallons, and so that will put with the water that's on the pumpers, that'll put 4,200 gallons of water at a fire with only 2 trucks. So that's going to be the first in. And, you know, you can do a lot with 4,200 gallons of water. So, you know, that ought to really help things in the county. It's going to increase a lot of the water that we can get to our fires. And overall, it's just going to be a great thing for the volunteer firefighters of Pottawatomie County.
Any idea how much is going into this in the budget? Do you know?
Well, I know that that program, the replacement program for the fire consolidated fire, is will be spread over 10 years. The brush truck will be brush trucks. 6 of them will be spread over a 5-year period, and then the pumpers and the tankers over a 10-year period. So, you know, we were fortunate enough during the last budget season in 2018 was to start planning for that process and the lease purchase of those pieces of equipment. And, you know, for us, expected life on a brush truck is approximately 10 years. And for our larger pieces of equipment, such as your tankers and your pumpers, we anticipate a 20-year lifespan on that. So it will serve the county for many years to come. Very fortunate.
Yeah, and it's something you have to do. You got to replace those, and the need never stops there. Yeah. And I understand also there's some new ambulances coming in as well.
Yeah, over this transition when the county started managing the entire EMS department, we've upgraded our ambulances. I think we've gotten 3 brand new ones in this last year, 2017, 2018. And we've also got 2 more new ones budgeted for 2019. And the unique thing about them is that not only are we getting these new ambulances in, they're coming equipped with a power load and a power cot, which is quite an upgrade for an EMS department to take both of those 2 projects on. It's kind of hard to explain on the radio, but basically it's a self-loading and self-moving cot that'll load the patient almost completely with the touch of a button. And it removes the EMS personnel from having to lift, which is a luxury. And I think it'll spoil you pretty fast when you get to use one of those rather than having to do the traditional way. And it's also compliant with the new standard in EMS.
Does that speed up the process, too, of the response?
Well, no, it doesn't change response time, but having new reliable equipment certainly ensures that you're going to have a good response. But what it does, it basically, that power load, power cot, saves EMS. You're not lifting with your back anymore or your legs. It's all automatic.
Yeah, well, that's great news there. And as I understand, there's also a new building for you guys.
Yeah, we have opened up a fifth station, so we total of five stations now compared to four. And we'll be that building's in design phase right now, so we're designing it, and we'll probably hopefully be started on bids and construction in 2019. So it's exciting time for Pot County EMS. It really is. We've expanded our staff. We've hired. We now have 30 full-time employees, and probably another 10 or 12 PRN to help manage that, and the fifth station. So we're growing.
And that's in Havensville, or no? It's not.
No, that. Go ahead.
No, that one will be in Blue Township. Okay. We're building a new station in Havensville, and so that's been, I think, on some of the county commission things that we've had, and you know, that new station in Havensville, we got the pad poured on Saturday, and so we're moving right along with that. So, yeah, the new EMS station will be down the Blue Township area.
Gotcha. So how is that going to improve your ability to reach more people here?
Well, all of our ambulance stations are kind of posted in a population density where it's the most at, and it just, you know, ensures that you're going to have an accurate response time to serve that population. So our response times right now, we're currently about, we have an average for 911 response about 6 minutes throughout the county, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, and you know, there's so many things that could put a barrier in front of that here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and you just have to prepare for those things and you know, strategically place your stations where you can get out and access to the highways, your main fairways, you know.
Yeah. Do you guys, I've dealt with this in other counties, do you have any areas like railroad that kind of slow you down?
Well, there is, you know, throughout the county, there's several sets of tracks, and there's really not much you can do for it. I mean, if you run across this train, you just got to have to stop and wait for it to clear and document that in your report, why you had a delayed response.
Yeah. Moving back to the Havensville station here, how is that going to improve services for the fire here?
You know, in Havensville, they currently have a very small fire station. It's actually two small buildings that they have outgrown. There's no area for... you know, for training, there's just really not a whole lot of room at all. Plus, the building is very aged and needs a lot of repairs done to it. And so, you know, we've built a station in Wheaton, and we took that design and then we went and built one in Olsburg. We made some improvements on that Wheaton station and built the Olsburg station, and then we took the Olsburg design. And then we moved that to the Havensville, and I think we've got a pretty good design now. And not that the Wheaton and Olsburg aren't, but you know, every time you do something, you make some changes, you learn something. And you know, one of the things that's really happening with our fire apparatus is everything's getting bigger. And so with that small station up at Havensville, we could barely fit the apparatus in there, and so. You know, this will give them more room. You know, when you're trying to back big apparatus in the small buildings, sometimes things happen, and you know, you try to prevent those things also. So, you know, it's the guys up there, guys and gals up at Havensville, and really all over Pottawatomie County, just do a great job, and we try to give them the resources that they need to do their job better.
And so, you said that's in the planning stage right now.
No, Havensville is actually, like I said, last Saturday, we got the pad poured.
Okay.
And then I think they're going to start going up with metal next week. So, you know, we should have a station up there, hopefully, by the April 1 time frame. So.
Well, that'll go pretty quick then. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We'll be interested to see that come to fruition here. I know it sounds like it's a pretty big need here for you guys. What else do you have going on here? As far as fire and EMS?
Well, we have just this last past month, we did a week-long training program, 8 hours a day. You have to keep your recertification hours up for every paramedic and EMT, so we've been going through that process to close out the year. So that was a all-day. So we had classes from basically 8 to 4:30 or 5 Monday through Friday last 2 weeks ago. and we still continue with training.
And that's countywide?
Yeah, anybody in the county that needed research hours could attend. And we did have some people from outside the agency come to the classes as well.
Okay.
So it was really a great opportunity to get those hours that we have to have every year in one setting. And we had pretty good turnout.
Good. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. We'll continue our segment here with Potawatomi government officials. After these words, News Radio KMAN.
KMAN News is brought to you by ESB Financial. May you be blessed with a fellowship of family and friends this Christmas season. ESB wishes you a Merry Christmas.
KMAN is keeping it local. Dollars spent locally today help build